everybody. Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. Welcome to this week's vlog / podcast. On this episode, I've got a young lady named Cindy Pope from Northology Adventures. She also is, are you in charge of CORE? Are you the founder of CORE? What's your title with the CORE, the Keweenaw Overland Adventure Retreat?
Head coach, maybe.
Head coach. Oh, that's a cool title. So we've got Cindy with us today. Welcome, Cindy. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Hi. Nice to be here, Jason. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So we met a couple of years ago, actually, at the Manistee thing, I think, right? There were like 30 rigs or something. Was that when we met? I'm pretty sure that is.
No.
Is it not?
Didn't you come up with Andrew Smith and you camped in my front yard?
No. I didn't make that one. I heard about it. Crap. I didn't go up there. I think you were on that Manistee trip, though, the huge one with, like, all the Jeep guys, right?
I have never been to the Lower Peninsula of Michigan.
How the heck did we meet? Maybe we did camp in your yard.
Did you go up with Andrew after the Father's Day floods to Houghton?
I don't know. But I remember, like... I remember driving on some highway at night, trying to get to somewhere. You know what? I must have had too much beer between then and now because I don't remember. Very possible.
Well, I'm gonna be honest. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I'm like, is that guy that came with Andrew? I'm like, it's gotta be. But and the other guy was Jimmy.
Yeah, I know Jimmy too.
And like, you did a. Yeah, you did a trip with Jimmy and Andrew, yep. And I was thinking, was that the third guy? Are you sure?
I don't know. Maybe. We might just only know each other on the internet, too. We might just be internet friends and never realized it.
That might be. Well, that would be too bad because Andrew had that big, giant pole with the light on the end of it, yeah. In my front yard, and it was hilarious.
That's funny.
You've seen that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's funny. So we at least know the same people, right? Like, and we've talked a million times online and like, you know, cross tracks on different forums and stuff, like Facebook groups and stuff like that. So anyways, welcome. So I'm just gonna, you know, as all of these have gone, I'm just gonna ask you some questions. And like, if you have questions, feel free to shoot back at me. And if you don't want to answer a question, that's okay too. You just tell me what you want to do. You're the boss. So
perfect.
So what got you into camping / overlanding? Like, when did it start for you and how?
I was probably 5 and I was in the back of a Pinto, not a station wagon, a straight up Pinto, 1974 maybe, okay. With my brother, my uncle, my mom and my dad, and a sheepdog on the way to South Dakota.
Oh, wow. That sounds...
Yeah, so like I've just been camping my whole life.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, and it's funny too, because like I love seeing more ladies doing it, right? Like I've got a few followers, like subscribers that follow me that are ladies, and I'm like, get in the comments and represent. Like, we need more of you. My wife won't go, but there are, you know, folks like you that are brave enough to do it. So I love it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I can't stay out of the woods. That's my problem. So
Yeah.
Get a Jeep, go camping. One thing leads to another. Next thing you know, you're hosting, you know, 150 people at a meetup or a, you know, a retreat.
Yeah. Well, that takes us to that. So you're talking about CORE, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here, I'll pull up my screen here and show folks the website. So probably, I would imagine that most people that follow me have heard of CORE probably. Because a lot of them are Midwest folks, but if not, here's the website. So it's Keweenaw Overland Adventure Retreat.com, which is long. But if you search for CORE overlanding, you'll find it too. And I'll put a link down below in the description of this video so you can easily find it. But definitely check out the website, guys, because it's really cool. There's an awesome video that Cindy and I were just talking about that Overland Pioneers made of last year's event that kind of gives you a really good feel for what the event is like. And this year it's in a new place, right, Cindy? You want to tell us about Copper Harbor?
Absolutely. Awesome. Yeah. It's, oh, it is, man. Copper Harbor is about an hour, just a little over an hour north of our old base camp. Our old base camp was southwest of Houghton. North Winds Adventures is where we were. It's an awesome place. But we had an opportunity to take over trails and campground for the weekend. And John was so nice to accommodate us for that. They're very excited to have us there. People from the local travel and tourism organization there say they're excited to have us. It's a cute little town. They have, you know, little shops, and there's a really famous mountain bike trail system there. Keweenaw Adventure Company does shuttles, and they rent kayaks also for paddling. So there's a lot of activity in the summer and, you know, late spring, early fall type like that. Lots of things to do there. And that's about a 5-minute walk from our base camp. From our camp, we can see Brockway Mountain. It's really cool. We're not right on the lake, but we're just a couple minutes walk from there. Huh. It's a beautiful little town, and I'm really thrilled to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited too, but I'm also really mad because I can't come. And we've talked about this, but and I keep bringing it up, and I'm going to keep complaining about it every time you post something, and I get on there and be like, I wish I could come to this, but.
Yeah, it's tough. People, you know, have to book things really far out anymore these days, and, you know, basically yeah. Not the weekend after Labor Day, but the weekend after Labor Day is when we're up there.
Yeah, the 17th.
So mark your calendar, Jason.
Yeah. I know, I did. I marked it. And that's what's funny is then I didn't talk to my wife. And then she said, oh, we're going to the Dominican Republic or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And she's like, with all our friends. And I was like, okay, neat. And then like, that was like months ago. And then I was like, okay, let's plan out like Overland East. I want to go to the Rendezvous in the Ozarks. I want to go to CORE. And I'm like, it's September 17th through 20th. And she's like, I told you that's when we were going on our trip. And we didn't have to pick that week, but since you didn't say anything about it, I picked it. And then now everybody says that week works for them. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to listen to my wife sometimes because it's pretty much my fault, I guess. Because she probably told me the date and I didn't check it before then. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to side with her on that one.
It's always my fault anyways, so it's not, you know, I'm just used to it. It's fine. So CORE is awesome, guys. So again, I'll put this link down below. Check it out. There's some info about, you know, Copper Harbor. You can buy tickets in March. TC Teardrops, big sponsor. It sounds like they did it before, right? Have they been?
Yeah, they were actually very instrumental in the early days of CORE. My friend, Rob, who was the grounds or like the director at Northwinds where we first had the CORE. Him and Todd and Carol from TP Teardrops and my friend Chris met on a very cold November night and said, hey, we got to have the fancy car campers up here. We really dig this stuff and want to bring them all together. So they've been there since the beginning, and they're a really awesome couple. They make those teardrop campers right there in Wausau. It's a family business. That's and awesome. They've been super, super supportive.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah, can I really quick shout out to the other vendors that we got coming? Would that be cool?
Yeah, go for it. I mean, we're, you know, my audience is all overlanders, right? So it's probably stuff that
Right. Yeah. We've got Chi-Town 4x4. They're coming again. X-Venture Trailers, another Wisconsin manufacturer. We've got True North Outpost from Norway, Michigan. Yeah. They have a really, really cool thing going on. You should really check them out. Yeah. Auto Pro Glass and Tire from Houghton. They sold my dad a really nice set of tires. We're happy with them. They've been very, nice. Very supportive from the get-go. Artemis Overland Hardware. My buddy Chris with XJP Overland, and of course my Northology Overland, we kind of sponsor that. And then we've got Overland Pioneers, Boss Adventures, kind of helping us out media-wise, Michigan Overland, and new this year, a couple of sponsors, New Holland Overland Company and G3 Fabrication. So thank you guys. We're excited to have them up there, and they're all super happy to be on board.
That's awesome. Yeah. And they're on this website too, guys. So if any of those sound good to you, especially Michigan folks, like you can just click right through and check them out. And like I said, that this awesome video is from Overland Pioneers too. So definitely watch that, because I've watched it like 4 times. It's amazing. It's just super fun. And it's it literally makes you feel like you're there, you know?
Only 4 times.
I'll watch it 4 more times tonight for you, Cindy. It's only like 10 minutes long. I can do it before I go to sleep.
I gotta say, the first time here, Jeremiah made a video after the first 4 for 2018. And when I watched that one, I actually got tears in my eyes.
That's awesome.
I'm happy that it came together.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love that it's like, I mean, it's not exactly local to me being all the way down here in Indiana, but like, it's pretty close. Like, it's worth the drive too. That's why I want to come. Like, I talk about it every year. And after last year, not being able to come last year, I was like, next year I'm going. And then I'm telling you, when my wife said that, I was like, Cindy is literally going to kill me. Like, because I've been talking it up forever. And it's still months away, and I'm like, I already know I can't come, so don't hate me.
Oh, that's okay. I'll forgive you this time. But 2021, you're going to be there.
Yes. When you know the dates, message me, and then I'll block it on our calendars.
I'm going to tell you the dates before we get up the phone here.
Okay, perfect. I will block them out 1.5 years in advance, because I'm coming next year. Cool. So you mentioned Northology too. So again, I'll put this link down in the descriptions too. But so tell me about this. Like, I've been aware of you. I see you on, you know, Facebook all over the place and everything. And like, we've exchanged stickers, which thank you very much. They're on my rig now. But like, tell us about Northology too.
Northology started out just as an outlet for me to post pictures. I have an illness that I cannot go a day without taking probably, 50 pictures. Awesome. And I always wanted to kind of just like showcase or, share my love of the Northwoods. When we were kids, when we were going up to have fun, it was always up north, up to the lake, up to the cabin and whatnot. So I just started that. And it just kind of grew into just, things here and there. There's a few products on there.
Yeah.
One big thing going to be added soon is I don't even know how to describe this right now. I'm working with Wisconsin Jeep Owners Group, which I'm an admin of. There's some people locally there that we are banding together with a local club to help maintain and repair and there's some local forest roads there that are in danger of being closed. And we're working with the Forest Service to do that. So I'm going to be, if you want to subscribe to the email newsletter, we're going to be divvying out information. Yeah, that way we are going to need manpower. There's going to be work to be done, physical labor. And then there's probably going to be some fundraising too. But if anybody wants to keep abreast of what's happening in the northeast corner of the state, as far as the Wheeling and the Schwamigan-Nicolet, and specifically the pipeline, as we like to call it, we're going to get that information out to everybody.
Awesome. Yeah, well, maybe that could be my way to get up, even if I can't go to CORE. Like, if it's a weekend when I'm open, maybe I can come. I mean, like, I'm happy to help with that kind of stuff if I'm available. So I think you're a ways away from me. But again, I can, like, leave early on a Friday and get up there Friday night and then, like, spend a weekend. So I'll look for that.
That sounds good. And cool. I've always got space for people, or, I know of a campsite for you, or you can stay at the cabin or whatever.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I love, like, dispersed camping is just my jam. Like, I don't know that I dislike people, but I don't know that I like them. Like, I just want to get away from everybody, Like, I like overlanders because we have things to talk about, but, like, in general, I just go out in the middle of nowhere by myself and just hang out most of the time.
Jason, dude, that I completely agree with you, and probably the biggest reason I pretend I'm an overlander is because I can't stay in a campground. I just can't do it. I don't know, people's music and their kids screaming. I mean, I don't like, mean to say I don't like kids, but it's just too much stimulation. There's too much. I just don't care for being around a bunch of other people. Yeah. coming and going, you know, all hours of the day, all hours of the night. I just want to be out in the woods with a bunch of friends, nice and quiet. You can hear the owls hoot and whatnot. And it's your own little world.
I've got a couple kids and like we go to state parks because like my wife doesn't really like to like go out in the middle of nowhere. And it's not even just that there are people around and stuff. It's like, it just feels like, what's the point? Like, you can't even collect firewood. You can't like really pick your spot. You have to like pre-reserve it or like just take the one that's assigned to you. And it may be a good spot or it may not. Like, I like being able to like explore all day. And then if I see something that looks really cool, like I can just stop right, and like check it out.
Yeah, totally relatable. Yeah, you just, you feel like you're in somebody else's world and you might as well just be sitting in your backyard.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So cool. So I was also going to ask you to tell us about your rig because I know you're a Jeep person. So like, what are your mods and like, what do you do? And
oh, I have this, what I like to call the sleeper rig, or when I'm mad at it, the crap budget rig.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 2015, four-door, you know, Wrangler Unlimited. Mm-hmm. I wanted one since I was, you know, watching Linda Hamilton in the Jeep with the top off at the end of Terminator with the German Shepherd in the passenger seat, and she's talking into the tape recorder.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I want that dog and I want that car. Yeah, and it was, I don't know, I just have a 2.5-inch lift on it. Nothing real special, but it gets me where I want to go.
Yeah.
And it, I loved it. Oh my gosh, the pink rack. It's getting painted this weekend.
That's Michael Hayden's video, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, that was a little embarrassing. Oh man, that Friday or Thursday we had this huge snowstorm.
Yeah.
And I tried to go to their, oh my God, that's the rinky dinkiest, crappiest car wash I've ever been. It's the old buggy wash in Springfield, Missouri.
Okay.
It was out of chain, wouldn't take a card because there was no way to take a card. I just took that picture to prove to everyone that I did try to wash my salty rig on the way or at more, but it wasn't in the cards.
That is funny.
So, that bumper though is special. The bumper is special. It's a swing out bumper custom made by my friend Dennis Canine in Marinette, Wisconsin. Get you some. It's awesome.
That's awesome. I love custom made stuff. Like, I can't afford it usually, but like, I talked about like, I got, and this is a really small thing, like not a bumper or anything, but I got little clips for my drone, like that hold the rotors in on the drone that I got. And it was a guy that listened to the podcast and watched the YouTube videos. And he's like, I 3D print stuff. You want me to make you some clips for that thing? And I was like, yeah, that's awesome. But it's like that custom stuff just feels so much more special than like something you bought off Amazon, you know?
Well, yeah, the thing is, especially with like a bumper, like that was cheaper than something I would buy from China, which, you know, like 90% of the stuff is.
Yeah.
And it's exactly how I wanted it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, American made, local, shopping local, all that good stuff, you know?
Awesome. Yeah, and it looks awesome too. If you guys are listening on the podcast and you can't see it, go check it out on YouTube and you can see this picture of the back for a dirty Jeep.
It's more salty than dirty though.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and like, I kind of revel in my exterior being dirty. Like when it's dirty and people are looking at me like, what is wrong with that guy? Why is his car so covered in mud? I'm like, it's a badge of honor. Like, I don't care what normal people think, right? But if I pass an overlander or something, you know, an off-roader or something, and they wave at me, then totally worth it.
Absolutely. Like, everybody knows about the Jeep wave, but the day I came back from the Cliffs off-road park and I was like covered, absolutely every square inch was covered in clay and mud. I never got so many waves that day. And it wasn't just Jeepers. It was kids. It was truckers. It was guys on motorcycles. Everybody like, woohoo.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. So a couple more questions, and I don't want to take up your whole night, but and I think you might not have one favorite, but I was going to ask you, what are your favorite spot or spots to like head to when you take a trip? Like, what are your favorite places that you go back to over and over again?
Over and over and over again. Well, of course I head north. Sure. I really do like the Nicolet National Forest in the southern part there, near Krivitz, between Krivitz and Mountain. I got a place up there. My dad has a place up there, and it's really very sparsely populated, and there's a lot of great dispersed camping up there. Nice. And then, then I like to go to the UP. There's just so much, a lot of really fun trails, a lot of great forest roads. Of course, Lake Superior is amazing. If you ever have a chance to fall asleep in a hammock next to the lake, that's one of the best things ever. Yeah. And it's just the coast there is just beautiful. I just love it.
That's awesome. Yeah, so I've been up to like Ludington area and like spent some time there and gone into that, whatever that national forest up is, up by like the dunes and stuff up there near Ludington. Am I making
sure? Sure.
But we weren't,
I've never been to the lower peninsula, so I don't know. Sorry.
Oh yeah, I guess that is still pretty low down there, isn't it? Yeah, for me, that's like way far away. That's way north coming from Indy. But it was beautiful. They like just the lakes and like the, you know, they've got little like lighthouse. I mean, it is like the ocean. It's so big. It was amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is absolutely beautiful. And it is both, all the Great Lakes are like oceans, but especially Lake Superior. They do act like oceans. And
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Awesome. One last question. And this may not have anything, but I was going to say, so you've got Northology, you've got CORE, you've got all these projects going on. Are there any other projects in the works or anything you wanted to talk about or anything else you're working on that's like a special secret that you can tell us about? And there may not be, but.
Well, there's no special secrets, but this year I did kind of did a launch of a schedule of outdoor adventure events, and the first one is happening in May at True North Outpost. I'm really excited about that because we have a chef that's going to come, and he loves to camp, and he's going to cook for us all weekend. He's going to do some demonstrations. There it is, Art of Camp Cuisine. And then I've got some other things I'm working with them. The True North Outpost is doing two other events that I'm going to work for them with, and they are on the schedule too. And awesome. Then I'm just wrapping up my women's glamping weekend itinerary and getting that buttoned down. I have had people tell me, I want to go somewhere. How much, you know, when can we go? So I thought, why not put trips together? Of course, I still do, you know, camp outs with friends and Wisconsin overland and things like that. But it's nice to do something really special and put together like a whole weekend for people to just drop everything, come out and enjoy it.
Yeah,
and that's awesome. That's pretty much the only thing I've got coming down the pipeline.
That's cool.
Thing I'm asking.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I apologize.
No. There's a little delay. It's my fault.
Yeah, that is. It's weird, but going back to CORE, you asked me, like, you know, am I the founder or whatever? A couple of us put it together. But I have a team that has helped me and come together to make last year's amazing, and the first one amazing, and this one even more amazing. I just want to shout out to Chris Offenwanger, Jack Flood, Mandy Bueller, Taylor Koski, and our friend Jake too. He's got a lot on his plate this year. He's going to step back a little bit. But you know, CORE is what it is because of the contribution of everybody coming together, you know, doing tasks, you know, beforehand, administration things,
And then when camp's going on, you know, helping out, running stuff. It's just a mix of varying personalities and talents that come together, and it wouldn't be what it is without all those people.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, you sound terrible to work with, so I'm sure that they really don't like it, but I'm kidding.
Oh my God, you have no idea.
You seem way too nice.
I can get a little, no. I can get like overwhelmed. And the deer in the headlights or the squirrel in the middle of the road. One of my favorite moments of core was I'd gotten up, I'd been this, I was stressed out a little bit about something. Taylor could tell. He came up and he gave me a big hug and then he handed me some breakfast. And I was like, oh yeah, I haven't eaten yet. It was like a you're not you when you're hungry kind of moment.
Yeah, like a Snickers bar commercial.
But they they're awesome people, and they forgive me of my moments. They call them senior moments because they're all like half my age. But no, they're a bunch of really fun people, and they put up with a lot, but we have a lot of fun too. So
yeah, well, hopefully I'll meet some of them in 2021 when I actually get to come up there for one of these events.
That would be cool. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, we got stuff going on all summer. You can sneak up, you know, for a Wisconsin Overland event, or, you know, shout out, say, hey, I got a weekend free. Where are you guys at?
Yeah. Yeah. I would love that.
That would be fun.
That's like the toughest thing for me is like, I'm not the best planner of trips, like, especially in other states where I just don't know anything. Cause like there's only so much you can find on like a map. Right. So like, I have learned a lot from Cody, you know, on Midwest Overlanders, because like on that West Virginia trip, he planned that whole thing. And I'm like, you've never been to West Virginia. Like, how'd you do that? And he literally went to like forums and like posted up and just asked people like, hey, we're coming to this area. What's around? And, you know, everybody in the overlanding community is super helpful. And so he just got some tips and like, he put those little pins on the map and we went and we did it. But I always feel like I get to a place and I'm like driving around and I never see the cool stuff. So when there's people like you, you know, that know the area, it's great, because I'm very happy to follow and like help winch and like pull people out and, you know, do whatever. But the planning of the stuff is not my strong point.
Well, and you know, that's really weird, because like that's the thing I love to do. I love poring over maps. Like, look at this cool place. I've got to find out how to get there. Or I see a picture that somebody's posted. I'm like, where is this? I have to find it. Or, you know, just wandering down a two track and you see something like, let's take a right, what's down there. Sometimes it's nice to go with no agenda, but I do love planning, and I do love, you know, trying to, you know, we'll spend this much time here, let's explore here, or let's relax here for half a day, or, you know, find the cool places to go to, and that's fun. I like that.
Yeah I enjoy it. I'm just not good at it. So like I go with the plan and I feel good about it and I like doing the pre-planning, but then I get there and I'm like, oh, this is disappointing. Like, this is just an empty field. I thought this was going to be like a, you know, a lake or something, but it's not. So
I will say my biggest disappointment in all of overlanding in my whole life was when I got to High Rock Bay, and it wasn't that impressive. I mean, High Rock Bay, that just sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And you get there and you're like, okay, this is pretty cool. But I think I just hyped it up in my mind to be more than what it was. Yeah. And then now there's so many people there and there's so much, excuse me, poop in the woods. It's just not a place. Not a place I even care to go anymore, unless it's the off season. Like, I'll go off season, there's nobody there. But a friend of mine, with Mark with UP Jeeping, look him up. We were up there in August, and we had to go to High Rock because another place we were going to go to was so packed we could barely turn around to get out.
Oh, wow.
And we went to High Rock, and there had to be two dozen campsites. Easy. I mean, it was hard for us to find a place to park and be 25 feet away from somebody. So, but there's other places, and we'll have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll definitely let you know. I'm trying to plan at least 3 trips. Like, that's my goal for this year, is I want to get at least 3, like, out-of-state trips. So I really want to go to the Ozarks, like, really bad. And I've got
nice.
A couple.
Nice. That looks fun.
Yeah, I mean, I've just heard, like, people go there, and then they're, like, they're hooked on it. So, and it's not, I think it's, like, 8 or 9 hours from me. But, I mean, West Virginia was 10 hours away each way. And it wasn't that big of a deal. I did a 4-day trip there, and it was, you know, we left, I think, Wednesday night and drove until about midnight and then slept at a truck stop for a few hours and then got up the next morning and drove the rest of the way. And then we spent all day Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday we drove back. But it was a good solid 2 days and 3 nights of just trails and trails and trails and trails. So
nice.
It was fine. So,
well, if
yeah,
you
I'd love
run
to
into Lee, if you yeah. run into Lee,
okay.
tell him that you want tacos for dinner.
Tacos for dinner. Oh, yeah, I think he told me that story.
He makes amazing tacos. They were very good.
Yeah, well, he's the one that's highly recommended the Ozarks, so that, who knows? We might be able to meet up, so we will see.
I think awesome. He likes tequila, just a note.
Tequila, okay. Yeah, I'm a beer guy, but I'm still trying. Like, I'm super, super jealous of Overland Pioneers for having a beer sponsor. Like, I've started to make a proposal for breweries specifically, like showing them the ROI on what it would be worth to like give me a case or two a month. Like, it seems like a no-brainer to me, but I have not gotten anyone to give me free beer yet. So we'll see.
Dude, he came to Core with an X Venture trailer full of beer.
Oh my God.
It was just ridiculous.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, think about how many people
Country
watch
boy.
His videos. Yeah, I mean, I'd never heard of it before his videos, and now it's like a household name for me. So, like, and what's their real cost on, like, 2 cases of beer a month, you know? Like, it can't be that much. Way less than someone would pay for a sponsorship for something, you know? Like,
exactly,
makes sense.
Exactly, yeah.
So if you're listening, beer
I'm
people.
Trying to get-
yeah.
I'm trying to get an Oban whiskey sponsorship.
Oh, there you go. That would be cool. Like, we could just, it would be like all the Overland Expos would just be like open bars.
That's pretty much what our campsite is.
Okay, I definitely have to come hang out with you then now, especially if we haven't actually hung out before.
Right. Well, and you know, it was so cool this past court. Like, the first one, Brickside Brewery donated some beer to the event.
Nice.
And the second core, our staff, our volunteer kids, they picked up a keg or a half keg from KBC Brewing, Keweenaw Brewing Company, and brought it over for everybody. So we're definitely going to have a happy hour this year, and it's kind of like a tradition now. So
nice. Well, I will be at an all-inclusive in the Dominican, and I will be thinking of you guys while I'm drinking my beer.
I'll tag you.
Cool. All right. Well, anything else you want to talk about, or you feel pretty good about this? Did you have fun?
I don't know. I feel pretty good. I had fun. Yeah. I kind of came into it wanting to make sure I shouted out to the vendors and my staff that helps me, and some of the little projects, especially the Forest Service thing going up North Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And
is there a site for that?
Yeah,
I know I saw it on Facebook.
Not at this moment. We're in the early stages. Pretty soon, within days, we'll know what the criteria are or is. I don't know what the plural of it is. Anyway, we'll know what the rules of engagement are and what is expected of us from the Forest Service pretty soon. So at that point, Larry Mertz of Wisconsin Jeep Owners Group and Robert Prasser from the Paul Bunyan Riders Snowmobile Club and I will be informing everybody of what's going on, and we'll make a plan then, a plan for, you know, action on the plan, and also, you know, how to get the word out to everybody about how they can help and how they can come out and, you know, work with us and support it.
Yeah, well, like you mentioned, you know, people can definitely sign up for the newsletter so that they can be kept in the know. So again, I'll put that link to Northology on there and scroll down to the middle of the page and sign up for that newsletter right there, like I just did.
Thank you. That'd be awesome.
Sure. Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much, Cindy, for being here tonight. I appreciate you taking time out of your evening to chat with me. And, you know, like I said, guys, Northology is super cool. Core is super, super cool. And I'm super mad that I can't go to it. But you guys could go. So when tickets go on sale here, it's March now. So any day now, we should be hearing about tickets. So definitely, you know, go to the sites, check it out, you know, sign up, go to the event, and then just tag me and make me feel bad.